podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram, The It's Possible Guy. And, what I really want you guys to get out of this podcast is really to be able to just live your life. To live your life without worrying so much about how it's turning out or how it's not turning out. You know, you're going to have days that are really good and you're going to have days that aren't as good. I mean, if you had days that were all good all the time, then you wouldn't even notice. And so anyways, so today's episode 185, and it's entitled, What Do You Do When Things Don't Turn Out How You Want? Now, these are a question, a sense that I formulated from what one of our listeners had shared with me. You know, and they shared a couple different examples. It was kind of going a little bit off of last week's podcast as well. You know, for example, you have a client that, you know, doesn't value what you do, and then they never sign up again, and then they don't tell you, and then they don't tell you anything. Or, you know, you have a sibling that, you know, you reach out to and you do everything to help out their kids, their nieces and nephews, and it's not well received. Or your boss fires you because of a nonsense reason that's mostly a lie. Now, the short answer to all of this, like, what do you do when things don't turn out the way you want? Well, is understand, like, there are things in the world that you can control, and there are things in the world that you can't. I cannot control anybody around me. I can't control my family. I can't control my friends. I can't control anybody. And the more that I understand what's within my control and what is not, the better that I do. You know, there's days that I'm so caught up in my head about, okay, what do I do? What do I do in this moment? What do I do in this next moment? There's so many days that you have days like that, and it's okay. You know, I mean, so, you know, using these very specific examples, like, what do you do when you have a client that doesn't re-sign up with you? Well, I mean, understand that's just part of business. Even when you do everything for people to help them and serve them. I mean, I've had clients that I've helped make a ton of money that, you know, one in particular that comes to my mind that didn't sign up again, and they were paying not very much compared to what I helped them make. It just is what it is. I don't spend much time thinking about it. You know, when you go out of your way to help out and you know, be with your nieces and nephews and such, and their parent doesn't like it. And again, these are from a listener, like, you can't, there's not much to be done. I mean, I think part of life is just accepting it. Like, everybody thinks that there's always a way. They think there's always a way to get people to do what you want. There's not. You can say, I'm going to do everything in my power to get this person to do this thing. I mean, we spend so much time worrying and focusing on things that we don't control. And then we get upset and frustrated when they don't work out the way they want them to, that we want them to. It's just part of life. There's nothing to be done. Now, I understand that might sound super harsh. And don't get me wrong, you can be sad. You can be sad and frustrated. But there's nothing really to be done. I mean, and especially when we're frustrated and upset, even if there were something to be done, we wouldn't recognize what it is. You know, it's like, if I'm so frustrated or worried about, you know, getting getting new clients or anything like that, and my head is spinning out of control, it's actually not the best time to be going to get clients. I have this sign on my wall that says, breathe, don't panic, and take the next step. And that's what it is. It's time to just breathe, take a breath. This last one that this listener mentioned is, you know, you've been promised a salary increase at the year end because of your great job. And at the end of the year, you not only do not get the salary increase, but you're fired because of a reason that was a lie. That's just part of life. I'm not saying that it's not frustrating, it's not upsetting, it's not challenging. Sometimes people are going to make choices that are going to affect your life. It happens all the time. And the sooner we just get over it and get back to the game, see, what does every one of these things have to do with? Every one of them has to do with focusing on something that is not your game. Anytime I take I step off of the court of whatever game I'm involved in, I'm not going to do very well. I can't score baskets from the side of the court. I can't score a basket from out of bounds. Like, that's... yeah, like, you can't do that. You know, just going a little bit further, like, even if you did pass the ball in and it went straight in the hoop, it wouldn't count because you were out of bounds. You can pass the ball into somebody else and they can score. But I'm just saying, like, so many things just take us out of our game. What is the purpose of this podcast? It's to find happiness as a single person. Not when your family's acting the way you want them to. Not even when a significant other is acting the way you want them to. And not even when a boss or a work is acting the way you want them to. You know, I find so often when I just get caught up in my thinking, I'm not trusting. I'm not trusting that things are going to work out. And I think this is something interesting now. Okay. And now we're just going to go wherever I'm going to go. But I have found so fascinating that many of my teachers, my mentors, etc., are saying the exact same things. I mean, Sydney Banks, the Scottish mystic, is saying the same thing as this little lady that I just started reading her stuff not long ago named Catherine Ponder, that's a religious preacher. And then it starts to be interesting. And then the scriptures are saying the same thing, be still and know that I am God. Like, why do I have that breathe, don't panic, and take the next step? Well, as you guys heard probably on some of the other podcasts, the breathe part came from Ninja Warrior. They're like on this course, and all of a sudden, everyone's telling them, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. So apparently it's important. And then the don't panic part, I don't remember exactly where that one came. It might have been the same. And then the take the next step comes from a book called The Rich Man's Secret. If you would just breathe, if you would just allow things to happen. You know, as I've shared before, one of my friends that, you know, could have easily retired years ago, like, he was the one that introduced me to that book, The Dynamics of, well, the lady in general, Catherine Ponder. And I just find it really interesting because I was reading her stuff. I was actually reading it yesterday, and my mind was a bit frazzled. And I started reading it and my mind started to slow down. You know, and she talked about, hey, just, you know, set and radiate these good intentions. So I'm sitting there radiating, like, okay. And then I kept reading and she's like, well, that doesn't mean you're just going to sit there and do that. It means... So she says here, I do not mean to imply through all these people's experiences that you simply entertain and radiate the mental equivalent of the good desired, and then do nothing more. often you have to take definite external steps as well. But you will discover that by working out the mental concept of the desired good first, the outer steps will then unfold easily, almost automatically at times, without strained effort on your part. The more you turn your mind in rich directions, the less you seem to have to exert undue human effort to produce results. And here's this other part where she says, the mind is the connecting link between the formed and unformed world, which is just what Sydney Banks said. I mean, I was just blown away when I'm reading it. Everybody's saying the same thing, and it's like, okay, well, what am I missing? What am I not seeing? What am I not understanding? And the answer that comes to my mind is the be still part. The be still. You know, here's another thing that she says. This is a rich, friendly universe, and I dare to accept its riches, its hospitality, and to enjoy them now. Now, it's interesting because one of the things that this person said in after sharing these three examples, I think that move forward is not the answer. It is too simplistic and impossible. Yeah, what if that is the answer? Now, I'm gonna share, why is move forward the answer? Because in every three of those scenarios, there's nothing I can do. You know, if you're wanting to, you know, spend more time with your nieces and nephews, and it's annoying your brother, like, it's not gonna be very good. You know, if you're worried about clients that have quit on you, it's still not gonna be very good. And if you're worried about a boss that did you wrong, it's not gonna be very good. Because every single thing in there is not part of anything you can control. Okay, so what would I do in each of those scenarios? I would just say next. For sure, lament, be frustrated, be upset as long as you want. But then say next. Okay, cool. Why am I going to spend so much time worried about a client that doesn't want to work with me? Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if a client wants to work with me, they can work with me. And, I mean, you know, provided certain things are in place. But, and, you know, if your brother isn't allowing you to spend, you know, and is annoyed when you're spending time with your nieces and nephews and you're going out of your way and buying presents and everything for them, I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do. You know, it's like sometimes there's seasons where I get to talk to my nieces and nephews quite a bit, and there's other seasons where they're busy. Now, don't get me wrong, when they're busy and I don't get to talk to them as much, oh, believe me, I do feel a loss from that. But I can't control that. I understand if I travel out to where they live, like, I'll probably see them a little bit more, and we'll have a wonderful and wonderful time. That's just what it is. You know, and it doesn't matter, like, you know, any gift that you buy it as a gift. No matter whether they use it or don't use it, don't, like, be rid of the gift. Like, let it be a gift. Don't have any expectations or things on that. And just let it be and understand, hey, if I'm not going to receive the love from, you know, my nieces and nephews that I want to, you can go find it elsewhere. You can go start giving love and energy and excitement where it's wanted, where it's accepted, where it's appreciated. And, you know, and as far as the, you know, and it's moving forward, it's like, all right, this isn't working the way I want it to. And my nieces and nephews don't care, and my brother doesn't care. Like, okay, you can't control anything about that. You can't control how anybody perceives anything you do. And it's like the Taylor Swift song that says, haters gonna hate. People are gonna believe however they want to believe. They're gonna see things how they're gonna see their world however they want to see it. And so once again, yes, the answer is to move forward. And again, you can be frustrated, you can be sad, you can be upset for as long as you desire. But it's not going to help you. And, you know, and as far as if a boss does you wrong, hey, I have had people that have owed me money that have never paid me. I have had my own very good friends at times do me wrong. Now, you know, they, after a while, one of them kept doing me wrong and kept doing me wrong. And I said, hey, I don't want you to be a part of my life anymore. My friends don't do that. So, yes, again, the answer is to move forward. The longer you stay frustrated about any of those three situations, the more annoyed you're going to be. And the more it's taking you out of your game. What is your game as a single person? To do whatever you want that's going to leave you feeling happy and joyful and amazing. And to be putting your time and energy and effort into those things that you actually want to build. You know, if you put a brick, if you just kept laying bricks over and over and over and over, regardless of how you felt, regardless of what mood you were in, regardless of insert whatever here, you are going to finish the house. But if you put a brick down, like, do I really feel like laying another brick? Is this the best thing? You know, I think especially with people that try so hard to do the things that God would have them do, to do the things that they're inspired to do, like, sometimes we just have a lot more thinking in our heads. That crazy leprechaun voice can sometimes go rampant. I mean, this morning, mine was a bit rampant. It's like, okay, I've got to get this podcast done, but what do I do? And, you know, and I also want to share, like, if you just show up and put in the time, I don't care how and if you're perfect, because you get better. And even if you don't know what to do, like, you know, for example, if you wanted, instead of worrying about the client that did you wrong or the client that doesn't want your services anymore, awesome. Next, let's go find my next client. Well, how am I going to do it? I don't know. I might start calling people. I might even just get really still and see what specific direction I'm guided to take. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I will share with you guys, I had a goal. Now, I had three specific goals to complete by the end of the month. I only got one of them. But my goal was to finish the third draft of my book. So third draft, like, this is the time you're really starting to get into it, okay? Third draft is like, okay, this is pretty close to done. And so I wanted it to be really good. Well, I set these big goals about getting it done, and guess what? I didn't do anything for the first week or so. And then last week, I put in a little bit more time and effort, but come Friday, I still had eight chapters to edit. That's a third of my book. Eight chapters. And not only that, but we were driving to Utah to go watch the BYU football game. So what did I do? I could have very easily said, you know what? Forget it. I'll just figure out another way to get this goal, and I'll just extend the time. And I did that for the two other goals. But I didn't do that. I was like, okay, well, my laptop, it'll last about an hour in the car. And then, you know, and that hour was very, very productive. And then I tried to get one of those little power converters in the car so I could keep working on it. But it wasn't powerful enough. I've got a gaming laptop, so it takes a lot of power. And so I had to use my iPad. And the iPad wasn't as easy to use as my computer, for sure. And I could have very easily said, you know what, just don't worry about it. Who cares? But I didn't. I did the best I could with the iPad. And, you know, and after a chapter or so, I'd take a break and jump on my Nintendo Switch for 20 minutes or so and play a game to reward myself. Well, by the time we got to the hotel that night, like, I ended up having to re-edit most of the chapters that I'd edited in the car. And then I got up early the next morning, and I just started plowing through. I started plowing through and plowing through and plowing through and plowing through, knowing, like, this wasn't the final draft, knowing it didn't have to be perfect, but it had to be really good. And by the time we left the game, we stayed at a hotel pretty close to the stadium. And so by the time we left the game, I wasn't done. And we'd gone to the stadium, we'd gone to the tailgate and stuff and the little activities. And then, you know, there's about a good hour or more to kill, almost 2 hours to kill before the game. And I just kept having this thought in the back of my head. It's like, Joseph, go back to the hotel, go finish. And I did. I went back to the hotel. It probably took me an extra 40 minutes or thereabouts. And I'm so glad I did, because there was something that happened that night that kind of upset my energy a little bit, we shall say. But I got it done. I put in the hours and I got it done. And I want each of you to know that anything you put in the hours on, that you put in the work, not that you sit in there and overthink about the best way to do everything. If we got a dollar an hour for every hour we've overthought in our lives, I would have a lot of $1 bills, you know? And so, coming back and summing all this up, what do you do when things don't turn out how you want? You let it go and move forward anyways. One of the things this book by Catherine Ponder talks about, called The Dynamics of Prosperity, talks about forgiveness. Talks about just forgiving people. Forgive the people, forgive yourself, whatever. Like, there is a book, it's called The Body Keeps Score. I have never read it, but I believe there are some true principles in there. You know, it's like, I was asking my massage therapist about, you know, a particular tightness I was having in my body. And, you know, and she's like, well, you know, you just gotta stretch, you gotta do this. And she's pretty intuitive, so I ask her, and what else? You know, she's like, well, there's something about your body that might be holding, you know, pain or trauma or something in this area. And you've just got to do the best you can to kind of let it go. And she said some other stuff too, but like, the sooner we can let go of our hurts, our pains, our frustrations, and just give them over to the Lord, give them over to Heavenly Father, give them to the Savior, the better off we are. See, when I get in here and when I start thinking of the perfect thing to say, the perfect blah, 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 I don't do very well. And when I just start, eventually stuff comes out. And some of these podcasts might be amazing, and some of them might be absolute rubbish, and it's okay. So my invitation to this individual that wrote these questions is the answer that she said, I think that move forward is not the answer. It is. But it's move forward and do the things that you want and love to do. And stop worrying about what everyone else around you is doing that's affecting you. So whatever you guys have been inspired to do, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.